At the Kramatorsk railway station, bodies and bags are strewn on the ground. Authorities say these were civilians, most of them women, children and the elderly, trying to flee Ukraine's Donetsk region. They'd been advised to evacuate ahead of an anticipated intensified Russian offensive in the country's east. The death toll stands at 52, with scores more injured. The mayor of Kramatorsk, Oleksandr Goncharenko, described what happened.
At around 10:30 a.m. there was a powerful missile strike. It was a missile with cluster ammunition which exploded in the air above the train station. At this hour, many were waiting at the first platform. Usually the trains departing from the station come at 10:30 and at 12 o'clock. At that hour, usually there were 4,000 people.
Other images released by Ukrainian officials show the remnants of a rocket lying on the grass, the words "for the children" written on the side in Russian. The governor of Donetsk, Pavlo Kirilenko, says it was a deliberate attack on Ukrainian civilians.
The enemy, taking into account its means of surveillance, clearly know that it is a railway station, that it is a town, that there was a gathering of people. The enemy did it to prevent people from leaving the region.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is responsible for the missile strike.
This is another war crime committed by Russia. Everyone responsible for this will be brought to justice.
But Russia's defense ministry has denied targeting the station. In fact, Russia is accusing Ukraine of carrying out the missile strike, calling it a false flag operation. Defense ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov says the Russian military doesn't have the kind of missile used in the attack.
Today, on 8th of April, the Ukrainian armed forces struck the city of Kramatorsk railway station with a Tochka-U tactical missile. Tochka-U tactical missiles, fragments of which were discovered in the area of the railway station, are only employed by the Ukrainian armed forces.
But Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby has cast doubt on Russia's professed innocence.
We find unconvincing Russian claims that they weren't involved, particularly when the ministry actually announced it, and then when they saw reports of civilian casualties, decided to unannounce it. So our assessment is that this was a Russian strike and that they used a short-range ballistic missile to conduct it.
Once again, there's been a chorus of condemnation against Russia's latest atrocity in Ukraine. Among those criticising the attack is UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who was with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announcing a new raft of sanctions against Russia and more money for military equipment for Ukraine.
I know that Britain and Germany share exactly the same sense of horror and revulsion at the brutality being unleashed, including the unconscionable bombing of refugees fleeing their homes this morning. The attack at the train station in eastern Ukraine shows the depths to which Putin's once vaunted army has sunk.
United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the strike is a gross violation of international law for which the perpetrators must be held to account.
The strike on the Kramatorsk railway station in eastern Ukraine today, which killed and injured scores of civilians waiting to be evacuated, including many women, children, and elderly, and other attacks against civilians and on civilian infrastructures, are completely unacceptable.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the attack will be investigated.
Where we are now is we're going to support efforts to investigate this attack as we document Russia's actions, hold them accountable. We will continue to surge security assistance and weapons deliveries to help Ukraine defend their country. Obviously, the targeting of civilians would certainly be a war crime, and we've already called a range of the actions we've seen to date a war crime, but we're going to be supporting efforts to investigate exactly what happened.
The Kramatorsk attack suggests that Russia is not heeding the words and actions from the global community to stop its devastation in Ukraine. despite increasing global sanctions, threats of prosecution, and continued condemnation, Russia continues to throw out the rulebook when it comes to the rules of warfare. Near Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, top European Union officials visited sites of recent alleged Russian atrocities on Ukrainian civilians. At one of three mass graves that have been found in Bucha since the retreat of Russian troops, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen responded to what she'd seen.
The unthinkable has happened here. We have seen the cruel face of Putin's army. We have seen the recklessness and the cold-heartedness with which they have been occupying the city.
Along with more weapons, Ms. von der Leyen promised to speed up Ukraine's European Union candidacy, saying it could be done within weeks. She's handed President Zelensky a questionnaire, which is the first step in the country applying for EU membership, a move that's likely to further infuriate Russia. Meanwhile, in Ukraine's south and east, the destruction continues. Authorities have introduced a curfew in the Black Sea district of Odessa after more missile strikes there. This resident, Victoria, who fled from a village near Mariupol, says she just wants the war to be over. I want my country to win as fast as it's possible. I want to have fewer victims. I want us all to become united and to stay together because it's so horrifying. At the moment, it's extremely horrifying to have such hostile neighbours. I want all of us to help each other, all together, to achieve the victory. Claire Slattery, SBS News. We'll be right back.